What are the top things to look forward to in Disney vacations in 2024? And then I'm going to give you a Disney vacation update for this point in February 2024. Hello, travelers, and welcome to the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast, where myself and my co-host Aaron give you some insider tips on Disney vacations, theme park vacations, and family travel. So thank you for joining me today, and I am doing a solo episode today. And I love that Disney sent us travel agents this article on the top things to look forward to in 2024. And as I go through that list, I thought I would give you an update on the various parks like Walt Disney World and Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line and Aulani, and even throw in a little bit about the new Adventures by Disney National Geographic trips. So let's just dive into that. So the first on this list is at Walt Disney World, the new Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which is also opening in Disneyland. But we just found out this past week that it's going to be opening ahead of schedule, way ahead of schedule, in the Walt Disney World Park at Magic Kingdom. And we're now anticipating a summer of 2024 opening. And this is so exciting. I did a little Instagram reel about this and a little story with a poll, and people are definitely excited about the new ride, the character interactions, and the new food that's going to be coming to Frontierland with Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So hopefully you're excited. We're definitely excited about it as a family. Tiana's my favorite princess. I am super thrilled. They've even started testing the log ride. So let's talk about some of the other things that are coming to Walt Disney World in 2024. We have also learned that there's going to be a reimagined Little Mermaid show over at Hollywood Studios. There's going to be an all-new theatrical production inspired by the classic Little Mermaid. And we don't have an exact date, but it's going to be featuring stunning sets, cutting-edge effects, and a bold new design, which is awesome. As much as I love the one that played, it's definitely dated. It's like lasers, totally like early 90s, maybe late 80s. I don't know. So let me know if you're excited for the new Little Mermaid show that has not been open since the parks reopened during the pandemic. So another exciting thing going on over at Walt Disney World is the all-day park hopping and the dining plan returning to Walt Disney World. So as of January 9th, a little over a month from recording this episode, if you have a park hopper benefits or an annual pass, you can now once again visit another theme park any time of the day. You don't have to wait until like 2 o'clock, which has been the standard since the pandemic, and the dining plan has returned. So guests can choose from the popular options of either the quick service dining plan or the Disney dining plan. And honestly, it's kind of complicated, so I'm not going to go too much into the details, but that's what's happening. We're very excited. And then too, some people are sad, but the Country Bear Jamboree show over at Magic Kingdom is now closed. And in 2024, there will be a renovation and a reimagining of the Country Bears that will debut a new song and new act that plays homage to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to this newly imagined Country Bear Jamboree, which I think is going to still have lots of the same characters and elements that we love, but give it a fresh new spin. what else is happening at Walt Disney World that we're excited about is the Cake Bake Shop that is coming to Disney's Boardwalk. And it is a whimsical table service restaurant and bakery with French flair that is opening in 2024. The Cake Bake Shop has counters lined with beautifully displayed handmade cakes, cookies, French macarons, brownies, dessert bars, pies, and cheesecakes. And people have fallen in love with the other locations, have come to be associated with celebrating birthdays and anniversaries and really important life events. So it's really exciting that that is coming to Walt Disney World. What else is happening at Walt Disney World is Celebrating Soulfully is going on now until the end of February. And there are showcasing performers and food and different things throughout the Walt Disney World Park. So that is something that I look forward to every year now. And what else is happening is that we now have an announcement that the new cabins at Walt Disney World's Fort Wilderness Resort are going to be open to reservations as of March 21st. Or if you're an annual pass holder like I am, then you can make reservations beginning March 20th. So I'm so excited to see those. It looks like they're going to have some new, more creative sleeping arrangements. So I can't wait to see those more in the coming month. And then we also got word that 1900 Park Fair over at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa is going to be reopening this April. And this restaurant, I have noticed that it has not opened since the pandemic and have been very sad because it was a great offering for families and clients who wanted to experience it. So those reservations open up to folks on March 5th. And what else is happening right now over at Walt Disney World is that Epcot's International Festival of the Arts, this is the last weekend that I'm recording it, and then beginning on February 28th, I think that's earlier than any Flower and Garden Festival has started before, we're going to have the return of the annual spring festival that everybody looks forward to. I need my Frushi fix, beginning on February 28th through May 27th. So that's a lot going on at Walt Disney World. There's always a lot going on at every Disney park. I believe I looked and they usually send me about 150 emails a year with various updates. Before I forget, one thing that's also going to be going on at Walt Disney World and Disney's Hollywood Studios here in Florida is that we're going to have new Star Tours attractions, characters, and stories. So be sure to be on the lookout for that throughout the year. So let's move on over to Disneyland Resort. They are going to have Pixar Fest, which begins on April 26th and goes through August 4th. But right now, as I'm recording this, they are ending their Lunar New Year Festival that's going on at California Adventure. And they have the Food and Wine Festival that's beginning March 1st and it goes through April 22nd. So if you time it right, you could potentially experience the Food and Wine Festival, stay a few days, and then you can experience the Pixar Fest, which this looks really cool. So the Pixar Fest is going to be celebrating friendship and beyond with colorful decor, themed entertainment, and more. And there is a sneak peek of all new sculpture featuring Pixar pals like Woody and Buzz. So right there in the middle of Main Street, as you enter Disneyland, you'll be able to have this really great photo op. So they have a new parade that's coming as well. And if you're going to the Pixar Fest, you're going to want to stay at the new Pixar-themed hotel at Disneyland Resort. And it is now open and it looks so amazing. And it used to be called Paradise Pier Hotel, which our family stayed there years ago when it went under that name. And it's a 15-story hotel overlooking Disney's California Adventure. And there are guest rooms that are inspired by artistry of Pixar. There are details and nods to every Pixar film in this hotel. It's just so amazing. And one thing I really loved when we stayed in this hotel is there are some rooms that you can see the fireworks happening over at Disneyland or California Adventure, the World of Color, and you can listen to the music along with seeing the show, the water show. So I imagine they're still doing that, but that was so cool with kids who didn't want to be at the park so late, but really had a great way to enjoy that show from the comfort of their hotel room. And the Pixar Place Hotel also has a private entrance to California Adventure. So that's also another perk of staying at the Pixar Place Hotel. What else is happening over at Disneyland? They just released lots of details for After Dark Star Wars Night. This looks so cool. And there's some various dates coming up in March and April. So be sure to be on the lookout for more information on that. And then on May 24th, Fantasmic will return to Disneyland at the Rivers of America. If you haven't seen it, there was, you know, like a flyer with the dragon, and it was this whole thing. So the iconic Peter Pan scene is returning. If you haven't experienced it, it is really amazing. And there are also dinner packages that you can purchase to kind of get better seating, because it does get a little crowded during the show. Everybody wants to see it, and it kind of is limited there. Over at Disneyland, they also have the return of Run Disney, and this year they're having a new Halloween themed event taking place September 5th through the 8th, and there will be 4 days of events, from yoga to kids races, the 5K, the 10K, half marathon, and challenge, all themed to 2024's Halloween season. So if you want to be part of that, or if you want to plan around it, that's also helpful to know. So what else is happening over at Disneyland? We're having the ultimate biannual D23 Disney fan event happening from August 9th to 11th. Our family attended this years ago. It's such an incredible event for huge Disney fans. There's a lot of strategy and planning that goes in, so I highly recommend you use someone like myself, who is a Disney travel expert, to really help you navigate what it's going to be like going to the parks and reserving your hotel and all of those things. So the actual event is held at the nearby Anaheim Convention Center during the day, and then in the evening at the Honda Center. And tickets go on sale next month. I believe it's early March, like March 5th. So if you're interested in going to this event, I highly recommend it. If you want more details on how you should plan and approach going to this event, shoot me an email at angela@beautifultomorrowtravel.com. Let's see, what else is going on over at Disneyland? I think I touched on the biggest points right now with the Run Disney event, with the return of Fantasmic, and there's so much emphasis on the Pixar Fest and the new parade that's coming. It looks really great. So, as usual, 2024 sounds like it's going to be a really happening year for Disney parks. So let's talk about Disney Cruise Line for a minute. Everybody is looking forward to two main things happening on Disney Cruise Line in 2024, the first of which is coming up in just a few months. In June, the new island opens, Lighthouse Point, and it looks like most sailings are going to be out of Fort Lauderdale and not the typical Port Canaveral, as most sailings are for the existing Castaway Key. And there are some sailings that go to both. So if you'd like more details on what sailing works best for you, you know, shoot me an email, let me know. I would be more than happy to help you out in that regard. And then also this year, debuting is another new Disney Cruise Line ship, the Treasure. And we keep getting these little snippets of what's to come. And I am most excited about the new Haunted Mansion Lounge. It looks so amazing. We are Haunted Mansion fans, so let me know, what are you looking forward most on the Disney Treasure? And it looks like it's really patterned and styled around the new Disney Wish. So if you have seen or been on the Disney Wish, how it's organized and configured is going to be very similar on the Disney Treasure, but with different themes. Adventure is the focus on the Disney Treasure. So we should probably do a show more on the Disney Treasure coming up soon, but those first sailings are at the end of 2024 in December. I think the first cruise has a sailing over Christmas, so I can't wait to hear what that's going to be like. What else is happening with Disney Cruise Line? That today, as I record this, they are ending their 50% off cruise deposit. So if you want to get in on that offer, be sure to reach out as soon as you hear this podcast. And then let's switch on over to, well, actually, there is one more event that is happening with Disney Cruise Line, and that is Pixar Day at Sea and Marvel Day at Sea are continuing. So you might want to just keep that in mind, that those Pixar and Marvel Day at Sea offerings are included on your Disney cruise. And it's just an extra way to kind of change up your cruise experience, or if someone in your travel party really loves certain characters, either Marvel or Pixar, that's a way to really entice or help you choose which Disney cruise that you want to go on. All right, let's talk shortly about Aulani. They have a new special offer for 5 nights or longer in the spring and summer. It looks like a really great offer if you're interested in that. Our family is planning a trip to Aulani soon, so I look forward to sharing you more on that. And I've been to Aulani before. Just an amazing experience. Just going to Hawaii is just so incredible. So what else is happening? Let's talk for a moment about the new National Geographic expeditions that are being offered as part of the Adventures by Disney Vacations. If we probably need to also do another episode just on those coming up, but they have added several signature land trips and river cruises for 2024 and 2025. And there are some really great offers on those if you book by April. So if you are interested in some amazing experiences like visiting the mystical temples of Bhutan, hiking the cloud forests of Costa Rica, discovering East Africa's legendary wildlife in Tanzania, or cruising through Europe along the Danube. Whether you're looking for a signature land trip or a river cruise, You're going to enjoy unparalleled access to the world through the eyes of knowledgeable experts, photographers, and guides on these trips. They just look incredible. And Erin and I both have more information on these trips, and I'll leave a link in the show notes to all of the special offers that are going on right now at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, as well as Disney Cruise Line and Adventures by Disney, and that also includes these National Geographic expeditions. So I hope this episode was helpful to you, and Erin will be back with me soon, and we'll continue and look forward to sharing more family travel tips and also Disney vacation tips with you. So if you found any of this information helpful, please let us know. Be sure to subscribe, give us a rating, and leave a review. It means so much to us. And until next time, travelers, it's been wonderful having you on the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast. And I realize you might want to have a list of all of the events and information I talked about in this podcast episode, and you can download a handy list by clicking on the link below in the show notes. And I can't wait to talk to you next time on the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast.